Good afternoon. Welcome at Deepteka's Norwegian conference call. Today, we will present the first quarter 2014 financial results. Let me introduce the speakers of the call. Mr. František Řezáč, Chief Executive Officer of the company.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Marián Rašík, Chief Financial Officer of the company.
Good afternoon.
The format of the call is standard. First, the management will deliver the presentation, which is also available on our website, and afterwards, you will have an opportunity to ask questions. Now I will hand over to František, who will start with the presentation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, again. The results achieved in the first quarter of this year, we see as very good. We are especially satisfied with the operational performance of our new Egyptian line, which commenced standard commercial operation in January this year, and its contribution was almost entirely reflected in our figures. In addition, we are glad that so far we've been successful in meeting our targets in the area of our product mix, but primarily in the production efficiency of our Czech plants, where we had faced issues last year. We were also pleased with the situation in the area of sales. Inventories of finished products at our Czech plants have been reduced beyond our expectations, and this fact provided considerable support to our results. We believe that the achieved results represent a solid ground for the rest of the year, and that we will be able to meet the goals that we have set for this year. Now I will hand over to Marián, who will guide you through the financial part of the presentation.
Thank you, František. Now I will go through the key highlights of the first quarter. Our revenues in the first quarter amounted to 58.8 million euro, which is 17.8% higher compared with the same period last year. The year-on-year revenue growth was the result of increased sales levels of finished products on the back of production from the new production line in Egypt. EBITDA reached 12.3 million euro, up by 21.8% year-on-year. The EBITDA increase was achieved again, namely due to the contribution of the new Egyptian production line. The result was also supported by the weaker Czech crown-euro exchange rate. The polymer price pass-through mechanism had a slightly negative effect on the year-on-year comparison. This result is in line with the guidance range announced in the beginning of the year, when the company indicated a year-on-year increase of 12 to 22%. We recorded a net profit of 5.5 million euro, up by 85.7% year-on-year, primarily as a consequence of higher EBITDA and lower unrealized foreign exchange losses. With regards to polymer prices, we saw a minor uptick in the first quarter, and the prices of our main raw materials continued to rise in April and May. As František mentioned, we managed to decrease the level of inventories in the Czech Republic, and this fact fully compensated for the expected increase in Egypt. Now, let's skip slide number 6 and take a look at the more detailed statement of comprehensive income. Many items in the statement of comprehensive income were influenced by the fact that the Egyptian plant is fully operational now. As I already mentioned, revenues went up by 17.8% compared with the last year. A comparable increase was recorded in total raw materials and consumables used in the first quarter, which amounted to 44 million euro. The main reason was the increased consumption of polymers resulting from the higher production in Egypt. Total staff costs reached 2.7 million euro, expressed in local currencies and without the revaluation of the share option plan. This item grew by 14.2%. The annual comparison was influenced by the larger number of employees, especially those working in Egypt. Consolidated depreciation and amortization reached 3.7 million euro, up by 27% year-on-year. This increase was also caused by the inclusion of the new Egyptian production line into the company's depreciable assets. Interest expenses net related to debt servicing reached euro 2.1 million in the first quarter of 2004. Here, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that up to the time when the Egyptian production line was put into operation, the interest cost connected with the consumption of the production plant has been capitalized in the acquisition price of the investment, and therefore they were lower in the first quarter of 2013. In the first quarter of 2014, income tax amounted to 0.6 million euro, which is more than triple compared to 2013. Last year's value was affected by high unrealized FX exchange losses, which resulted in lower tax. In the first quarter of 2014, 87.6% of total sales were represented by hygiene products, which is expressed in cash, 51.5 million euro. Despite the slight year-on-year decline in the share of products in this category, this confirms the important position that the company has in this market. Within this category, the share of technologically advanced materials increased to 33.4% as a result of successful qualification of new materials during 2012 and 2013. Regarding the chart illustrating geographical distribution of revenues, Pegas focused on its traditional market area, which is Europe, but also exhibited a move towards the markets of the Middle East. Next slide. Referring to cost composition, there were some minor changes in the first quarter of 2014 compared with the same period last year. In particular, I would like to point out our electricity cost, which went down by 7.8%, mainly due to the limitation of the mandatory support of renewable resources. A decrease in the wholesale price also had an effect. With respect to the increased electricity consumption related to the new plant in Egypt, this was netted out by the positive FX effect on electricity costs in the Czech Republic. Next slide, please. Looking at the statement of financial position, the main changes were, first, inventories declined by 9.8% as the sales of inventories of finished goods in the Czech Republic exceeded the increased inventory levels in Egypt. The second, trade and other receivables were up by 4.9%, again as a result of higher sales during the first quarter, because a part of the higher deliveries will be paid in the second quarter. Third, net debt decreased by 2.1% to 146.2 million euro, as expansion capex did not consume the cash flow from operating activities as it did in the previous quarters. Next slide is cash flow statement. So by the end of the last year, we have paid almost all capex related to the new investment in Egypt. In the third quarter of this year, we will pay the final installment in the amount of slightly more than 5 million euros. However, capex in general won't be as high as in 2012 and 2013. Lower capex leading to the gradual repayment of bank debt is visible in the first quarter of this year. Other main factors to mention in the cash flow statements are, first, decline of inventories related to the reduction of stock of finished products in the Czech Republic, and the second, increase in trade receivables due to higher sales activities. Other slide is capex development. So in the first quarter of this year, total consolidated capital expenditures amounted to 1.1 million euro and consisted exclusively of maintenance capital expenditures. The year-on-year decline of 93.9% was the result of high capital expenditures on the construction of the Egyptian production plant in the first quarter of last year. Furthermore, the company confirms that in 2014, total capital expenditure should not exceed 12 million euro. Now, I will hand back over to František, who will talk about the update of our guidance for the rest of the year and the dividend payout.
Thank you. The guidance which we provided in March of this year, we believe that our results are showing that we are in line with our expectations. And we believe that we will meet the guidance for the entire year. As a result of good sales levels from the Czech plants, the level of inventories was very low in the final weeks of the quarter, and this fact influenced our production planning. Therefore, in order to ensure more effective production planning, we will take steps to partially increase inventory levels during the second quarter, because we don't expect such a strong sales in the second quarter. Based on this result and respecting the developments in the European non-woven textile market, including the expected development in the polymer market, the company confirms its outlook for 2014 and expects this year's EBITDA to grow between 12% and 22% compared with the results achieved in 2013. Dividend payment. The board of directors decided to propose to the upcoming general meeting of shareholders a dividend payout of 1.1 euro per share, or almost 10.2 million euro in total. We believe that the proposed dividend provides our shareholders with an attractive return on their investment. Also, in the future, but subject to maintaining satisfactory financial performance and the absence of other attractive opportunities, we would like to continue with a progressive dividend policy. That is the end of our presentation, and we are now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. That's star 1 to ask a question. Your first question comes from Camille Schlager from Trigon. Please go ahead. Camille, your line is open.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm sorry. Something's wrong. So it's Kamil Shaga calling from Trigon. I have a few questions, if I may.
Of course.
So first of all, could you give us a little bit more color on the market, and especially on pricing? How do you see that? And are you aggressive on pricing now to place more volume on the market? If you can elaborate, this is going to be my first question.
And the next question, because I think that...
Okay, so my second question is going to be on Egypt. What is the capacity utilization right now in Egypt, and what are your targets for the remainder of the year? And my final question will be... Your operating cash flow is pretty strong, despite falling payables year on year in Q1. And could you tell us, is it a temporary effect, and what are going to be your working capital needs for the entire year? And that's all from me.
Very much. I will start with the market situation. As you know, we announced that the capacity for 2014 and 14 is under contract. I'm speaking about the Czech operations and Egyptian operation, and you know that we achieved, let's say, reasonable conditions during this business or contract negotiations, and the current sales or strong sales in 2014 was under the, let's say, agreed contracts. It means that it didn't have any impact on our pricing. To speak about Egypt, we've been fulfilling our plans or budget figures in terms of the production. And now let's say that the utilization, the line is running the whole time. And from this point of view, the line is utilized by 100%. We expected to keep the sales at the level of 90%, but now I think that it seems that we are a little bit higher. That's about the operational part. Marianne, can you?
Okay, with regards to capacity utilization in Egypt, with regards to cash flow and the payables that you mentioned, actually you are right. There is a decrease in payables at the end of the first quarter, which is mainly caused by, let's say, relates to the fact that we decided to benefit from the use of trade discounts for earlier prepayment again. So we return back to the situation which we utilized in the past, which was, let's say, interrupted due to our high net debt position in the last year. And with regards to prospect, to the future of our cash flow, we believe that the current status should be very similar for the rest of the year.
Okay, and if we just can come back to this question on prices, if you can give us a little bit more color, how it's really going, because as far as I see, there was some depreciation of the currencies, but you also experienced negative pricing effect, and so is it correct to understand that this negative, or let's say flat pricing effect, will also exist in the following quarters? Thank you.
I think that I don't have anything more to add, you know, because we keep our standard pricing system. There is pass-through mechanism, but I think that the prices will remain the same or almost the same. Maybe there might be some slight changes, but generally no changes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Bram Boring Wood. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I apologize if any of my questions have already been asked, but first I'd like to ask about capacity utilization for the full year. The number that we saw in the first quarter was somewhat worse than I was expecting. I understood that you sold down quite a bit of inventory from the Czech business in the first quarter, which is what was behind the good sales dynamic. But could you give me some sort of indication of what your utilization is going to be, and can we expect that this is going to improve through the quarter, and is this going to be something that we should expect to be driving sales? My second question is with regards to the polymer prices. We've been noticing that that polypropylene prices have been steadily rising, let's say. Do you expect this trend to continue? What are your thoughts on the feedstock market right now?
Utilization of our lines, 100%. We haven't stopped any line. And what to the figures which you could see in the first quarter, it was our budgeted figure, and I'm speaking about the Czech and the Egyptian plant. We need to distinguish between the installed capacity, mm-hmm. of the lines, which is calculated based on some basis weight, and the real capacity, which is achievable and which depends on the product mix. And you know that we increase the proportion of technologically advanced material. There are bicom materials, there are super lightweight materials, And if you are going down with the basis weight, then you are reducing the, let's say, capacity. But the utilization of the lines is 100% and it is the same for the rest of this year. You are right, polypropylene prices has gone up, but not significantly, and we can see that it remains, and so what we can expect it is that it will continue. But our experience is that during the summer, let's say months, it might go down, and last year and maybe year before it was like that, and it means that we could be benefiting, you know, because we had some not significant, let's say, impact. There was something, but not significant. I think that it was okay. We could offset that somehow, and if polypropylene goes down, then we will be benefiting. Yeah,
but understood. Yeah. Just to follow up on the utilization question. First of all, I understood that you weren't intending to run at full capacity in Egypt. So what I understand is that you are running that line at full capacity in Egypt. That's my first question. And then the second question is, so when I'm thinking about utilization of your lines, generally speaking, I should use sort of the number, the production number that we saw this quarter as my benchmark for full utilization for the full year?
It is, I think that the second question, yes, because we don't expect any significant changes in our product mix, and we run the line in Egypt at full speed now, you know. It means that it is standard operation. Okay, we might improve some operational parameters. It might add something, but it will be the fine-tuning of the technology. Now we are in the phase of the stabilization of production, and we are satisfied. And what we said that we would like to run the line at the full speed, but the cells would be at the level of maybe 90%.
Mm-hmm.
To be prepared for any unexpected situations. And now we are just in front of or before Ramadan time, you know, and we must be careful, and therefore we need to have the safety stock and so on and so on. It means that we must be prepared.
Yeah, my apologies. That is what you said.
That's okay.
Okay, so when I'm looking for a target for tons of production for this full year, so four times this first quarter figure, which comes out to about 99,500 tons, is what we should realistically expect in terms of tons of production for the full year.
If you can calculate, then maybe you are right, you know, because yeah, but you know that you shouldn't expect that there will be 10,000 tons more. No, be realistic. This is our full utilization based on our current product mix. Yeah,
and we shouldn't expect any change in the product mix. Actually, we would rather expect, if anything, slight improvement in the product mix from the lightweight and BICO fabrics. No,
I think that now it is a realistic figure. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You can see.
Thank you.
Okay. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one. Your next question comes from Peter Prezelm from Avron. Please go ahead.
Hello. My question is related to your this planned technical increase of share capital in the articles of association and your dividend policy. In the theoretical scenario that you would need to increase share capital, should we assume that then you would cancel the progressive dividend, or you would rather continue with this progressive dividend policy at any circumstances, just to be consistent with your policy? Thank you.
First, yeah, the The intention there is, as František mentioned already, that we would like to keep our progressive dividend policy. It means to deliver to our shareholders every year in absolute value a little bit more than in the previous year. So there is no change in this dividend policy. And with respect what you said, there is nothing on the table. This is just technical possibility to give some flexibility to the board of directors in case something urgent would be on the table, but as
urgent or interesting.
Urgent or interesting, of course. First has to be interesting, but there is nothing on the table right now. As I mentioned, this is just renewal of the previous article, which was already in our articles of association, and we just renewing this. But there is nothing on the table.
Yeah, I understand it. I just wanted to understand what is your kind of plans in this regard, that if you need extra cash from equity financing, then whether you would sacrifice dividend for a couple of years or you would rather be consistent in dividend payments and source everything in additional equity issues.
We understand that we are viewed as a dividend share. So
okay.
We would like to continue in our dividend policy.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from Peter Bartek from Erste. Please go ahead.
Sorry, good afternoon. Most of my questions are already answered, so maybe only if you can elaborate a little bit on a potential acquisitions, if there is any progress or a change of your thinking, let's say.
As Marianne said, nothing on the table, and you know that. And we said in the past several times that we would like to stabilize the company now. I know because we need to swallow the Egyptian project. There are a lot of new things. And we need to, let's say, improve our efficiency in the Czech Republic as well, because we weren't satisfied last year. It means that now we would like to focus on these areas, and we aren't looking for any acquisition opportunities.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Bam Boering from Wood. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my follow-up question. I'd just like to check with you on two things. First, the traditional question about how do you view the European market right now? Is it tight, balanced, oversupplied? And secondly, with regards to timing of any new investments on a new line for Egypt, second line, or for a 10th line in the Czech Republic. Do you see that these are likely any time in the realistically foreseeable future?
Speaking about the European market, Netherlands market, I think that from our point of view, it is reasonably balanced. Some people are saying that it is there is some slight overcapacity, but our position and our situation is we are balanced. It means that we are fully utilized, we aren't oversold, and we can keep our operation as we want. The second line in Egypt, and again, I answered the question.
I apologize.
No. I will use the answer from the previous question. We are now stabilizing the situation. We would like to manage all things in Egypt. Okay, of course we are thinking about the new investment, but we haven't made any decisions. And I think that we will be deeply thinking about it in 2015, maybe the first quarter or second quarter. 2015, realistically, mm-hmm. we can think about the second line in Egypt. 2016, it is. I don't expect that it could be 15. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Excellent. Thank you.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. We have no further questions coming through at this time.
Okay. So thank you, František. Thank you, Mariana. Thank you, everybody, for attending this conference call. And, of course, if you have any follow-up questions, please let us know. Thank you, and have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.